T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know what else would be good is those Roman empires that they did all kinds of hijinks. I'm very unpredictable.
Oh, those Roman empires and their hijinks, indeed. That was Rusty from Stickney, the subject of today's Score Tales. Thanks to Russ Dorsey and Sarah Langs for joining us today. She's fun. I mean, they're both great, but having Sarah on for the first time, it was a good thought on your part to put her on, because she'll be back, I can tell you that. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch for handling the video feed and the Twitch stream, Jay Zawoski for executive producing, and Jordan Malley for creating all the sound magic that he does. Lawrence Holmes is here and ready to go. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Layla. I am ready to go today. I've got the shorty today because we have Cubs baseball, and it is a subject matter that I did not have to deal with yesterday because, you know, we were spending our time talking about the no-hitter, and now we're going to deal with it. Now we are going to talk about Cubs baseball. Yeah. Yeah. I threw something out on Wednesday to people asking them, like, what their experience has been like watching Cubs baseball. And we are going to hear from those people today.
Colorful?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of sadness. Like, there's a lot of sadness, but There's some really good, like, thoughts from Cubs fans about, like, what this team looks like and how it's made them feel. Even I framed it kind of in talking about being happy to have baseball back, but this is the baseball that you get.
That is a classic Layla Rahimi sports monkey's paw.
Yep.
That's what you're describing. Like, if you can get a regular baseball season back, but this is what you get, this sort of zombie version of it.
You get the baseball back, and if you want, you can even go to the ballpark again.
Yep.
But you're getting this when you go there.
I'm still going.
Well, you are. Like, you are out here in these streets, and I appreciate that about you because you are giving us the real, like, you're experiencing it in real time and able to bring it back to us on the air.
It's fun. I wanted to go to the Sox game yesterday, but things are happening in our city. But I'll
correct.
Be there.
Correct. And there'll be plenty of Sox games for you to make it to over throughout the year. And it's, you know, there will be warmer days for you to go to baseball games too, hopefully.
And actually, I would say being there, even if the Cubs are horrible, like, watching at home is worse. Even because, I mean, I know you can't rage quit it if you're there, but at least if you're there, you're at a baseball game. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Sure, it sucks that your team is losing, but you're already at a baseball game. So you're at a certain level of happiness where you can at least just take a deep breath and be out there among other human beings, especially those of us who are fully vaccinated, and feel like you're not doing anything awful or endangering anyone else. But man, when I'm down in my basement lifting weights and dealing with that Cubs experience and how close I was to taking a 15-pound dumbbell and throwing it through a drywall watching Shelby Miller, well, that was just torture.
You can rage quit it. You just go to, like, Happy Camper or something and get some pizza and then watch the game on TV there.
I get the idea of rage quitting watching Cubs games. Like, that's kind of the, if we look, like, that's the median answer from people. Like, just watching these games is a chore. And it shouldn't be, but it is, because you kind of have the feeling that things are going to end the way that they are. Then you start looking at the numbers. When the Cubs are trailing after 6, they're 2-5. When they're trailing after 7, they're 1-6. When they're trailing after 8, they're 1-6. When they're trailing after 9, they're 0-6. So there's not a lot of reason, if they fall behind, to believe that they're going to fight their way back into the game, which is part of the fun of watching, you know, sports.
Yeah, that 57 weighted ones, runs created plus is still, to me, just it's astonishing. It's not possible after 12 games for an offense to be that bad. It's just not. And but yet there they are.
There, and then they're like, there's the other stuff too. Like, they're bad at the plate, but the rotation is also struggling. And then you have this, as you mentioned, you have the Shelby Miller thing where it's like, oh, we have to bring him up. And then we bring him up and he walks the yard. Then there's the COVID stuff. Kyle Hendricks is apparently feeling better and should start this weekend. Then there's the throwing at the Brewers stuff, where now David Ross gets suspended for a game. Like, there's just a lot for 2 weeks of baseball with the Cubs. There's a lot going on with this
team. How about
team.
The fact that their best player right now might be their closer, who they can't find a reason to use?
Correct. Correct. It's a lot. So that's what we're going to spend our time doing today. We are going to talk to the people. We're going to let the people have their say. We're going to let them talk about this team. Oh, and the next 19 games for the Cubs are against Atlanta, the Mets, the Brewers, the Reds, and the Dodgers.
Have fun today.
At least Chris Bryant is hitting better.
That's that is one good thing, and I am trying to hold on to it. But other than that, Layla, it is it's bad. Congratulations on getting the dance done, and I'm sure that a lot of scoreheads will donate. Good luck, Twinkle Toes. We will see you on Monday.
Yeah, it's not my best work, but it's out there.
All right,
it's
win it.
It's out there, and the people
win
need it.
It.
Come on, we know it's going to be great. We know that you're selling us on you not being great, and we know that you're going to be great. We don't expect anything less than you being great, so you're going to be great.
I was beast mode last year about it, but this year it was like, have some perspective.
That's true. Well, have a wonderful weekend, and stay out of trouble.
I appreciate that. Same to y'all.
See ya.
That is Layla Rahimi. That is Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and Rahimi. You can check them out Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon. I am here until Cubs baseball, and that is going to be the primary subject matter of what we discuss today on the show. So buckle up, Buttercup. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Studs, let's go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.